This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. You may not have heard of a new type of treatment called digital prescription tools. These are tools that rely on software to help doctors monitor, treat, and prevent diseases. Some of these tools track body blood sugar levels, some monitor heart abnormalities, and others treat behavioral problems by providing people with direct feedback. They promise to make care accessible in areas where services can be limited. Most are used in addition to traditional treatments. For example, in 2020, a company applied to the FDA for approval of a prescription digital device to help treat ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, in children between the ages of 8 and 12. The device, to be used at home on a mobile device, offers a video game experience that simulates ADHD multitasking challenges. Another prescription digital device uses software to monitor internal motion using sensors to help treat incontinence by strengthening pelvic floor muscles. The app transmits real-time data back to the patient. Now, the FDA is charged with approving and monitoring these prescription devices. Information about risks to patients and clinical effectiveness are supposed to guide FDA approval decisions. These approval decisions are key. They serve as the confirmation for doctors who might want to prescribe these devices to patients and also to insurance companies who may opt to provide reimbursement for the device. Few prescription digital treatments have proven to be home runs for patients, and insurance coverage has thus far been very limited. One reason for this is that research on these treatments is sparse. It is in this context that researchers at UCSF conducted a study published in the journal Health Affairs. It looked at 20 prescription digital products recently approved by the FDA and now available on the market. It turns out that finding data on these digital tools took a lot of digging because there was no one place where they're listed in an FDA database. Still, researchers found that only 2 of the 20 products were evaluated rigorously. Most products relied on less precise study evaluation methods. While some used important biologic measures, others relied on soft criteria like patient satisfaction. Compared to drug studies, which often exceed 6 months of follow-up, the average time for digital products was only 12 weeks, and the FDA allowed 2/3 of all of these products to be approved under one of their least restrictive approval processes. Digital prescription tools will certainly become an increasingly important part of healthcare. So now is the time for the FDA to step up and require the same rigor in the approval process as they do with drugs. This means requiring robust clinical studies that employ the exact same approaches used to evaluate drugs. Studies should also include patients from a variety of demographic groups, particularly including the elderly, and it means studies should last for more than 3 months. For now, all we can do is take a careful, skeptical approach about these new digital tools. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.